Well, it's now my pleasure to welcome students from Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. They are going to be presenting their production of The Tempest at Ross Municipal Center Park, August 15th to August 17th. I'm going to have them talk a little bit on their own about the organization and its mission. We have a segment, they have a segment from The Tempest that they'll share, and we'll remind you again of when the production runs. I'd like to begin by just having each of you please introduce yourself, maybe identify yourself by grade, school, and if you have any shout-outs to anybody, this is a great time to do it. And why don't we just go from right to left?
Okay. Hi, my name is Samara. I'm in 10th grade, and I go to ECS.
Hi, my name is Felicia. I am in 12th grade, and I go to City of Bridges High School.
Hi, I'm Cassidy, and I am going to be starting at University of Pittsburgh this month. Wow. hi, Mom. My mom is Cheryl Capizzuti, the puppet lady.
Oh, my goodness. I've known your mom probably since before you were born.
Hi, I'm Sydney. I am homeschooled, and I am going into 11th grade.
Hi, I'm Cam, and I'm also going into 11th grade, and I go to City of Bridges High School.
Well, it's nice to meet all of you. So I'd like to know a little bit about Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, and I'd like to just turn it over to you all to talk a bit about it. The one thing is, this is different than a bunch of adults deciding we're going to put on Shakespeare and we're going to organize this. You all do all of the work in getting this done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so YSSP works with youth aged like 12 through 22. And so that's like pretty much everyone who's involved with like the production, like actors, designers, directors, stage managers, production managers. And then that's also like including the people in charge of the company. I think our two like leaders right now are 22 years old. So we don't really have anyone over that age. Sometimes we make like a few exceptions. But it's very like close knit community. And we really are just trying to like bring Shakespeare and his work in to like public access for the youth of Pittsburgh. Because I think a lot of times for young people interested in acting or the theatrical process in general, there's a lot of emphasis on musical theater, which is great. But I think like artists like Shakespeare are like equally important to like learn about and be able to perform. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to just be given that opportunity and get to work with the playwright or not the playwright, but his work. That would be really cool. But yeah.
Anybody want to add anything?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's also outside of schools, which is nice. I'm homeschooled, so I don't really get much of an opportunity. So this is for everybody to come, no matter where they go to school or if they go to school, to come and learn about Shakespeare and his works and learn it in an intuitive way.
That's a very good point. You heard from Felicia, and that was Sydney, who you just heard from. Anybody else want to add anything? I guess just about how Youth Shakespeare is different. The organization presents things differently.
Yeah, totally. I'm Cassidy. I definitely think that it's like really refreshing to work with Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh because of how collaborative it is. Like I get an opportunity to work with a bunch of people that I wouldn't necessarily work with, but also like, I don't know, it just feels different to be able to like bounce ideas off of so many people and all work together as opposed to, I don't know, just like being told what to do by a director.
Yeah, it sounds like the power dynamic, even no matter how respectful an adult is going to be. They're still an adult, mm-hmm. and in most cases, a teacher. But here, it's all peers putting this together. I mean, did you all figure out, choose the play, choose how to promote it, choose the venue? It's really the entire thing. That's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to add anything at all, Samara? It may have all been covered at this point.
I think it has, but also this is the first play that I've done, so I'm not really that knowledgeable about the organization, I guess.
Well, you're knowledgeable about what it feels like to be a newcomer. How has it been?
It's been really fun. I agree. I feel like it's been very collaborative with everyone, and everyone can sort of just like bounce ideas off of each other, which I like. Yeah.
Excellent. And who hasn't? Let's see. We heard from Cam, did we? No, I didn't think so. Anything you want to add?
Of course, of course. This is my first play experience with YSSP, but I've worked in theater for a very, very long time. So I think it's very, very lovely to be able to do something, as Samara and Cassidy said, that's so collaborative. Because a lot of the shows that I've worked on before are very, just sort of get told what to do and when you do it. And that has its place in theater. But I think it's really nice to have something where you can all work together on something. And as Felicia also said, I love me some musical theater, but I'm definitely an actor first, singer and dancer second. So it's also nice to have the opportunity to do something that it's just straight theater, a straight play, because that's like more rare nowadays. And I think it's all really beautiful. I've had such a good time.
I'm glad you shared that. Now I'm going to turn to, Felicia and Cassidy, because I think you both are involved in directing and some of the behind the scenes. Although you have small parts in the play, you've been in those roles. Has anything been especially challenging to you, something you weren't expecting to be as hard as it's been?
Totally. Well, so this is my first directing experience pretty much ever. So this is like a pretty steep learning curve for me. But I do feel very supported, obviously. But it's sort of because like at first I was like, I'm an actor and I know that I take direction very well. But So I was like, it'll be easy to reverse engineer that to use to be able to direct and have the actors like get it the way that I want them to while still like allowing creativity, but it's a lot more difficult than you think. Like everybody says all directors are actors too, but it's true, but also they are also directors and they need to work on that. So I'm still learning, and that's been a little bit tricky.
What about you, Felicia?
Yeah, I've directed a little bit before, but this is my first like full-length production that I'm directing. And really learning how to like block a scene is really tricky. I feel like that's at the core of like directing. But there are just so many different methods. Like a lot of people pre-block and like write everything that they want to be done down beforehand and just like give it to the actors. But then it's like a thing of like, okay, do we want to like read over the scene beforehand and give the actors all of the blocking and then have them do it and watch, or like do it by chunks, or have them kind of run through it and give them like advice and like little blocking ideas, but like really like rely on the actor's intuition. I think we've used a few different methods, but we've kind of like settled on one and it's been going pretty well, but like figuring out blocking was definitely something in the beginning of the process.
Those are all things I never would have thought about. What about the public-facing parts of this? Not working with the actors, but just advertising it and getting people in seats. Is that hard?
Yeah. Yes. It's a lot. We have like a production team, and we have a production manager, which is amazing. We have like a social media director. So there are people to take some of these roles and like do some of the work. So we're not doing all of this as directors. But we've definitely like I've made a few posts myself and post them. And like we've definitely and like I think, yeah, our production manager reached out to you about doing this, but, like, just, like, events like these and, like, yeah, just making sure that, like, the production is getting out there is something that we have to keep in the back of our minds as we're directing, like, be like, hey, production team, let's remember to try to get the news out that we're doing the show.
I have one more question, and then you all are going to do a scene for us. Have you taken any creative license with The Tempest? Have you modernized it, shortened it, or, you know, given it your own style?
Yeah. So we didn't actually cut it a ton because it wasn't much over, like, 80 pages, which is really rare for, like, one of Shakespeare's plays. Mm-hmm. Usually the cutting process is really long and tedious. But we cut it a little bit. And we kind of thinking about the island as more of a character than I think it usually is. And I think we're thinking about it a lot in terms of, like, colonization and power as, like, exploitative, and we're thinking about, like, different kinds of power with, like, illusionary magic versus, like, physical, like, power versus, like, authority. And also seeing the island as, like, a kind of circus with Prospero, who's, like, the protagonist, and the wizard who rules the island being kind of, like, a ringmaster on this circus of, like, illusion. Because the whole play feels, like, very performative, and the magic in it feels very performative, which is fun to play around with. We also are using shadow puppets to kind of add to that feeling of, like, whimsy, but, like, uncertainty for the audience. And then, because so much of, like, it's like there's something magical going on here, but we can't see what's really going on because we just see these shadows. So that's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, the play, the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh production of The Tempest, is at Ross Municipal Center Park, August 15th to August 17th, and it's outdoors.
Yeah.
Right? So that's something else that's unusual. Well, Shakespeare in the Park is done in a number of places, but for you guys, it's kind of neat that you're going to be out there. It's at 7:30 on this date, August 15th, 16th, and 17th. We'll give you the website in a moment, but right now, let's give you a taste of a scene. Does anybody need, would it help to set this up so people know what's going on?
Oh, yeah, probably. Okay, so, yeah, I'll give, like, a little brief summary. So in this scene, which is Act 3, Scene 1, we get the two young lovers, Ferdinand and Miranda, who are played by Sydney and Samara, who have recently met, like, probably an hour ago. And they're, like, and Miranda, who's Samara, is the daughter of Prospero, our protagonist, who is played by Cam. And Cam is very controlling of her and doesn't want her hanging out with this shipwrecked prince. And so Prospero is making Ferdinand carry logs from one pile to the other, and Miranda is very distraught about the fact that her father is making him do such a ridiculous task.
That was a great setup for this. So you're going to get to hear this now live on the radio, and I'm ready if you are.
Yes. There be some sports are painful, and their labor's delights in them sets off. Some kind of baseness are nobly undergone, and most poor matters point to rich ends. This, my mean task, would be as heavy to me as odious. But the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead and makes my labor's pleasures. Oh, she's 10 times more gentle than her father's crabbed, and he's composed of harshness. I must remove some thousands of these logs and carry them to the pile upon a sore injunction. My sweet mistress weeps when she sees me work, and says such baseness had never like executor. I forget, but these sweet thoughts do even refresh my labors, most busy lest when I do it.
Alas now, pray you, work not so hard. I would the lightning had burnt up these logs that you were enjoined to pile. Pray now, set it down and rest you. When these burn, 'twill weep for having worried you. My father is hard at study. Pray now, rest yourself. He's safe for these 3 hours.
Almost, dear mistress, the sun will set before I shall discharge what I must strive to do.
If you'll set it down, I'll bear your logs the while. Pray, give me that. I'll carry it to the pile.
No, precious creature, I'd rather crack my sinews, break my back, than you should such dishonor undergo, while I sit lazy by.
It would become me, as well as it does you, and I shall do it, with much more ease, for my good will is to it, and yours it is against.
Poor worm, thou art infected. This visitation shows it.
You look warily.
No, noble mistress, 'tis fresh morning with me when you are by at night. But I do beseech you, chiefly that I may sit in my prayers. What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father, I have broken your haste to say so.
Admired Miranda, indeed the top of admiration, worth what's dearest to the world. Full many a lady have I eyed with best regards, and many a time the harmony of their tongue hath into bondage brought my too diligent ear. For several virtues have I liked several women, never any with so full a soul, but some defect in her did quarrel with the noblest grace she owed, and put it to the foil. But you, oh you, so perfect and so peerless, you are creative ever creature's best.
Oh, I don't know what of my sex, no woman's face, remember, save from my glass, mine own, nor have I seen more than a man than I may call you. Good friend and my dear father, how features are bored. I am skillless of, but by my modesty, the jeweler in my drawer, I would not wish any company in the world but you, nor can I imagine form a shape besides yourself to like of. But I prattle something too wildly, and my father's precepts I therein do forget.
I am in my condition a prince, Miranda. I do think a king I would not so, and would no more endure this wooden slavery than to suffer a flesh fly blow my mouth. Hear my soul speak. The very instant that I saw you did my heart fly to your service. There resides to make me slave to it. And for your sake am I this patient log man.
Do you love me?
O heaven, O earth, bear witness to the sound, and crown what I profess with kind of end, if I speak true. If wholly invert what best is bought in me to mischief. I, beyond all limits of what else, do love, prize, honor you.
I'm a fool to weep at what I'm glad of.
Fair encounter of two most rare affections. Heaven's rain grace on that which breeds between them.
Wherefore weep you?
At mine worthiness, that dare not offer what I deserve to give, and much less take what I shall die to want. But this is trifling, and all the more it seeks to hide itself, the bigger bulk it shows. Hence, bashful cunning, and prompt me, plain and holy innocence. Am I your wife, if you'll marry me? If not, I'll die your maid to be your fellow. You may deny me, but I'll be your servant, whether you will or no.
My mistress dearest, and I thus ever humble.
My husband, then?
I, with a heart as willing as bondage e'er of freedom. Here's my hand.
And mine, with my heart in it. And now, farewell, till half an hour hence.
1,000,000.
So glad of this is they, I cannot be, who are surprised befall. But my rejoicing at nothing can be more. I'll to my book, for yet ere supper time must I perform much business appertaining.
There you have it. There you have it. Youth Shakespeare, Society of Pittsburgh, you did a great job, and you still have a few weeks to go to perfect everything that you're doing. YouthShakespearePGH.org is where you can go to get more information. YouthShakespearePGH.org. I'm sure this is not the perfect time to do what I'm about to say, but if youth want to get involved in a future production, I'm sure you're always looking for additional youth.
Yeah, absolutely. Always.
Excellent. Did anybody want to say anything they did not get a chance to?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Our pleasure. Here's hoping the production goes well. Again, it's August 15th to August 17th at Ross Municipal Center Park. And YouthShakespearePGH.org is how you can learn more about Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. Thanks.